All right, y'all, get your headphones because this is not appropriate. This episode, I'm talking about the gooch, okay? So if you cannot have this on speaker where you are, get your headphones. All right, press and play.
Welcome to She Gets It. If you're new, I promise you, you'll be back today. Disclaimer, please get your headphones. Please do not listen to this at your parents' house. Please do not have your kids listen to this because I do not want them to have new vocabulary words.
Facts.
I'll wait. Last time you put them in your purse, I don't know where you put your headphones, but you need to find them. Homeboy, check your pockets. Jiggle them jeans, find them headphones. You should have not got the pods because I be losing them shits too. You should be all set, all right? My kids are removed, so they're not going to hear what I'm saying. But if you hear them, it's just because they're yelling from out the... All right. We talking what's good with the gooch talk. Because there's a lot of people out here with the gooch talk, okay? That mystery smelling area between the man's anus and genitals is what this whole episode is about. Yes, I am going to go there. I went there. I didn't ease you in. I didn't lube you in. I just went there, okay? That's not what you want to do with your person, though, because you might got a black eye because you didn't approach the situation in the best way. But I'm going to talk you through. All right. So let's get into... I already told you what the gooch is. The gooch is... that mystery smelling area between the man's anus and the genitals on his body, all right? Slang names for the gooch. Gooch, grundle, and taint for the woman's gooch. Because women do have gooch between the vagina and their anus. That area is also called a taint, okay? Now, the back of the ball area before you creep down to the anus is what... is considered the gooch area, okay? You can't have your face, hand, or tongue in every gooch you find. Don't have that face in every gooch you find because all men do not wash their bodies the same. All men are not thorough. All men are not mature. Some men basically go into the shower, wash their whole body, and they say their dick is clean because the soap ran off. Act like you know, get you some merch. Act like you know, get you some merch. Shop She Gets It on Teespring. The link is in the bio. Don't act like I ain't tell you. Hit me up on the stereo app. Hit me. That have to be on some high security detail check. That means they have to really be thoroughly cleaning that thing. Maybe y'all want to take a bath together. Maybe y'all want to shower together. Maybe you want to slide that washcloth up under them things. You know what I'm saying? Make sure it's clean for you. You know, you always want to make sure your plate is clean before you put your food on it. Okay? In this sense, we're going to put your face in it, your tongue on it. I've never done it. So I'm just, you know, passing on... message, passing along message. Gooch grease. Let me tell you what gooch grease is. Yeah, right. Sounds nasty because it is nasty. Gooch grease is sweat, moisture, poop juice that accumulates between a man's booty and balls. For women, I don't even know why you got shit smell between your gooch because you're supposed to wipe back, not forward. They teach you that. Your mama should teach you that. Your granny should have teach you that. So women shouldn't have any gooch grease, okay? But men, y'all be playing ball. Y'all be wearing boxers, basketball shorts, compression pants. Why y'all doing y'all shit like that? Like, your dick needs air. Just like women's pussies need air, your dick needs air. It needs cotton, like fabrics, breathable fabrics. But if you wearing fabric upon fabric upon fabric, you definitely got you some motherfucking gooch grease.
Facts.
Okay? Similar to the idea of duck butter, but we not about to get duck butter. Now, let's get into why is everybody talking gooch talk, okay? The guy version of the coochie is the Gucci. Listen, I've never been about a man so much that I would risk my life for a session with his gooch. So I can't really speak on this from a personal experience, but everybody's talking gooch talk in like text and like threads and on IG. And I'm just like, why are people so engulfed with this gooch? And why are they so curious about this gooch? The gooch also has another name. Why the name the grundle, you ask? Okay, I'm going to come with answers because I like to read. It's a slang term for the skin that's smeared with sweat and feces. Nasty. So clean your ass thoroughly if you're thinking about having somebody's face all up in your gooch, okay? Be responsible with that gooch. Why do men have a gooch space? This is my personal question.
Okay.
And clearly, the Lord set y'all up to keep your to keep your balls from falling in that asshole. Could you imagine if you didn't have a space and your balls was like heavy or long and you just working all day and your balls keep swinging back and forth in that asshole and then you come home and your girl might be like, let me smell your dick. Let me smell it. Girl, you want to smell poo-tang? Because that's what it's going to be. So the Lord created the space between the man's balls and his anus. So your balls won't fall in your asshole, okay? So be grateful. Be thankful. Scientists think the longer length between a man's anus and the back of his balls.
She Gets a Pod will be right back after this message. It's fall again. Everyone's going to be bundled up, hiding inside. Under their coziest sweaters, under their favorite throw, watching their favorite show. Because most people like fall, like me. You're supposed to be with people you care about, people you love, people who make you laugh. But what if you don't have those people? That returning dark cloud might be back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people because, you know, you just don't want to be the victim again. You don't want to be the reason why everybody's sad or everybody stops having their fun because you're feeling a certain type of way. So you're quiet about it. But some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak to someone and be heard. Because we all have things that we're carrying that's a bit heavier than the next person. And usually fall time, when it gets a bit darker, when less people are available because their schedules are so busy, we need someone to talk to. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can professionally help you with the tools to work through your thoughts and feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month, so stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show.
Means he must have a high semen count. Listen, I don't give a fuck about no man having a high semen count anymore.
Okay?
Low semen count. Just know that semen ain't about to be created into man. Come around this way, okay? This is a no development zone, all right? Whew. Listen, I don't know if it's facts. I don't care if it's facts. I'm not trying to find out if it's facts. If you skeet, skeet, skeet a lot, cool. You skeet, skeet, skeet a lot. If you don't really skeet at all, that's cool too. Did you get off, sir? Are you happy, sir? Okay. Here's your thing. You can go, sir. Thank you. Like, that's me. Okay, that's my method. Let's move on. How to clean that gooch. All right. I think men should use refreshing, natural soaps. Not that, oh, this is your man soap. You need to smell like musk. No, if you mix any musk-smelling soaps with that area down there, it's just going to smell stank, okay? Get something fresh, something with a light powdery smell, maybe a shea soap that's moisturizing. I hate seeing a dry dick. I hate seeing dry balls and shit that look like old elbows. That's nasty. Moisturize that thing, okay? I rubbed my pussy down with shea butter yesterday. That thing looked like I could see my reflection in it, okay? Do that for yourself, too. Use a refreshing natural soap. Wipe with a cotton fresh clean washcloth. Don't be reusing your motherfucking washcloths. That's nasty.
Okay.
Man, y'all should at least have at least 15 options of washcloths in your house, all right? And if you don't, if you only got 2 washcloths in your house, that's telling me that you be reusing the same motherfucking washcloth to wipe your dick every day. That's nasty. Okay? So stop it. Baby powder dick helps. It helps with the sweat and the stink, all right? I appreciate it. I appreciate a man that baby powders that dick down, okay? Sometimes you're going to have to do it. if you see me with powder all over my lips, I'm just joking. Wear cotton boxers so you will sweat less, all right? Them tight boxers that y'all be wearing, that's cool. But make sure it's a breathable fabric so you're not accumulating
some
sweat
cotton
grease under there, all right? Now, for what y'all need, to know, if that's where you need to go, okay? Or that's where you want to go, all right? Might be a kinky night. I don't know. Y'all might have had some brown liquor, which I don't recommend unless your kitchen is closed, meaning, ladies, unless you're not trying to bring no more kids in this world, don't even partake. You know, might be having a spicy night. How to please that gooch? Lube, if he is with it, anal toys, wipes. Make sure you cut your goddamn nails. Don't be scraping people's insides, taking DNA. Wash your hands. Set the mood. Maybe you all want to take a bath together or a nice shower. Make sure you dabble into that foreplay. Don't just throw yourself on them, okay? Use your index finger, rub and stroke with a slight press in the area. See if he likes it or not, okay? Check the facial features. Check the body language, okay? Explore different sensations. Maybe next time you want to try ice. Maybe next time you want to try something that warms up a little, gives a little tingle. With that man, gauge if he wants a faster or slower motion.
You are now listening to another Shambi Potting podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on shambipotting.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets It Pod, Call Me When You Get Off, The Real Relationship Rapport. You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the bonfire at the Shambi Potting Spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you could also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you could find me at Shambi Potting, hashtag Shambi Potting, TikTok, Twitter, IG, and the website, shambipotting.com. Now back to the show.
Okay. Don't be just making decisions for a man. They want to be respected too. Okay.
Facts.
Gooch 101. Before we get out of here, because I think I'm almost done with this goose talk, okay? I'm not trying to partake. I just don't see myself with a man who really wants me to fool around with that below area, okay? But Gooch 101, be straightforward with your person, okay? Is this something you would be into? Is this something that I should completely avoid because I don't want a black eye? Tell your person what you want if you want them to explore that area. Tell them what you don't want. Make sure that you are respected throughout the whole process. Women and men, don't do it if you don't want to do it, okay? Because it's going to be whack. It's going to be horrible. Men, y'all already know how it feels to have you.
Hold on. Don't do nothing sexually if you really not with it. What's worse than regret? Regretting doing something you never wanted to do for somebody who disappointed you later. It is way better to figure out that somebody disappointed you later and you ain't do that nasty shit they wanted you to do that you were uncomfortable with when y'all were cool. It makes you feel better. But what's really gonna eat that ass up, no pun intended, is you doing something you never wanted to do that they wanted and now they done fucked you over twice. I'm just saying, weigh the pros and the cons.
Sucked by a woman that really doesn't want to suck your dick. It's corny. It's whack. You wish they never tried. Bitch, just let me go ahead and hit it and quit it. Okay? Same thing for women. Women, you already be eating. You'd rather not even have them do it. So same thing with the gooch. If you're not interested in doing the gooch thing, tell them, no, I'm not doing that. Period. Don't even put it in my face. Now, if you really want to do it, put that shit in your face. Smother your face in it like smothered biscuits and gravy in the sauce. Put it in your face. Do it like you want it. Okay? Receivers, get on the knees. Now, me picturing a grown-ass man on his knees is very funny to me, but that's just me, though. The thought of a man on his back with his legs up in the air is so fucking funny to me.
I can't. But
men are out here doing that, though. If that works for you and you cool with your boo doing that, go for it, okay? On your side, if you want to get it licked and, you know, touched and fondled on your side, cool. Get on your side. Just like you hurried that ass across the street, knees to chest. Put the knees to chest so she can, you know, see what she needs to see. You know, if you're interested in a he can see what he needs to see. And that is your gooch talk, okay? I talk to you. You are now informed. I'm not saying everybody needs to partake.
Right.
But if you do, good luck to you.
Right.
You are now informed.
Right.
My name is Shan, or She Gets It Pod. No, I do not want to partake in a man who wants me to fondle that gooch because that is not what I'm comfortable with. But if you are a man out there and you have a lady or you have a partner in life and they want to go ahead and tickle your fancy by tickling that gooch, go for it, honey. Go for it. But respect yourself. Peace.
Is cancer still lingering? Find out earlier with the new OncoDetect molecular residual disease test from Exact Sciences.